This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Today's show is brought to you by Yo Radio, the first music and radio platform with stations curated and managed by artists and influencers from across the globe. From Drake Bell to Megadeth's David Ellefson to UFC star Uriah Hall, just to name a few. Welcome to Yo Radio. Yo Radio delivers the best listener experience and is completely free. From hip-hop to rock to blues to EDM, Yo Radio has the music you want at your fingertips. Download the app now in the App Store for Apple devices and in the Google Play Store for Android. Or just go to YoRadio.com. That's YoRadio.com.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
I'm Corey. Alex, T.O., Eric, Big Easy, you met us all last week. We're back in different colors.
Relevant.
Very. Back to talk tag team wrestling on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Not sure when you'll be hearing this. When will we be? We'll be out by, at least by this week.
Yeah, dude, probably today or tomorrow.
We'll have quick turnarounds now. Gentlemen, what's going on? It's very early in the morning.
Sure is.
9:20. What's early to you guys?
9:20.
Apparently. It's not that bad, boys.
Yeah. Everybody knows how to speak into their mics, right? How's it going, everybody?
No. What's up, Corey?
It did feel a little early for me, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because it is early. We've been here for a fucking hour. Yes. Yeah, go on, blow. If you're not...
TurboLax.
If you don't know, if you're on YouTube, thanks for joining us. You can follow us there, youtube.com/3horsemanshow. Twitter.com, follow us on Twitter, which we probably haven't used since we got back. We'll start doing that again. Twitter.com/3horsemanshow. Facebook.com/3horsemanshow. Obviously, Eric and Biggie help us out with Surreal Talk. They've been... posting like madmen, and we appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, facebook.com/surrealtalk. That's where you go to learn about.
Did you mention Yo Radio? Download the Yo Radio app.
You should.
I wasn't going to do that, but now that you said that.
Well, I just thought you
Corey,
should go
what
ahead
is
and do
Yo
it.
Radio? Can you let me know a little bit about it?
I would, but I mean, T.O. told us about it, so go ahead, T.O.
Download the Yo Radio app to listen to the backlog and archive. You good, Everett?
Yeah, that's fine. It's just a light.
Of the Three Horsemen Show, all the podcasts we do, and also a streaming radio service.
The backlog. Now, what is
backlog
that?
Of episodes of the Three Horsemen.
That's where you go to find our...
There will be a station there with our shows up, yes.
One of the places you could go.
A station up with just our shows.
Yes.
When is that coming?
Here in a little bit.
It's here.
Fucking liar.
I swear to God there's going to be one.
Well, now there for sure is.
Or you can go to iTunes, search Three Horsemen Show. You'll find us. That's where you can find all the oldies but the goodies, all the classic stuff.
Is ring rust possible after you've had a good week back?
Yeah.
Okay, just saying.
I think so.
Okay.
Yo Radio, download the app. Go to the App Store or go to iTunes. Go wherever you go on
Google
your phone.
Google
iTunes and Google Play. Download Yo Radio. They've got stations. They've got 80 stations. They've got Beatles stations. They've got
the lake house station.
This thing's getting big time. So jump on there. Check us out.
They got cups and everything over at the lake house.
I can't name the other ones. Lake house. What's some of the other stations on?
Yo
there?
One. Yo Mexico.
But there's two people watching. So let's quit fucking around. We got an audience.
It's,
no, we're just talking about our stuff.
It's Eric
getting,
and our cousin. What's up,
anything
Thomas?
Going on? Is anything going on with you guys? Nobody can I'm talk going about anything
yeah.
but wrestling?
I got something going on. I'm going on vacation. I'm leaving today.
Where are you going, E?
We're driving to Maine, leaving tonight.
Oh, that's Maine. Your annual Maine trip.
Yeah, it's semi-annual, but yeah.
Semi-annual.
No, it's been 2 years, I think.
Oh, okay, 2 years.
But yeah. No, that'll be a good time. We like the road trip. That'll be a good time.
What do you do in Maine?
Beach house. I don't do a lot, you know me. But they
are going to listen to the lake house at the beach house.
Oh, yes. I'll do that. We'll make it the ocean house instead of the lake house, though.
The lighthouse.
You're going to get bam, even better.
Looking forward to some seafood, though. They got real good seafood up there.
Can you pack and bring some back because it's cheaper up there, you know?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
After we leave Maine, we're going to New Hampshire for about another 3 or 4 days after that. So
I'm sure it'll stay fresh.
Not going to do it, Tim.
Lobster's in such an abundance up there right now. That it's real cheap, lobster and crab.
So are you driving?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I've did that trip, I don't know, 3 or 4 times now. I did Maine to St. Louis in one go one time. Didn't let anybody else drove it myself. Went through the long way through Niagara Falls.
Just to prove a point.
Yeah.
What is that, like 20-hour drive?
It was 23 total with stops and everything.
Can we turn the lights out in here and get some mood?
Some ambiance?
Not since last time.
Ooh, oh, see? I like that way better. Ooh. This is good. We got light everywhere. E's lit up like a Christmas tree back there. Ooh. It's looking good. Ooh. I think we're good. So E's going to Maine. Anybody else got anything going on? Okay, I'll say one.
I do not.
I'm buying a house.
Oh, shit. Awesome. Congratulations.
You guys have done this. Hey, I have never felt more discombobulated and just not right.
How long till you close?
What's that mean?
Close Friday. Just like...
You did close or are closing?
Closing Friday.
Oh, it's not done
so
yet.
You still have, Saturday, you still it's gonna, you're going to feel 100 days. Times better, though.
Yeah, I'm just stressed out.
Sign here. Sign here.
That's exactly it. It's going to take you 20, 30 minutes at the title place, and you're done and out of there. You're like, oh, that was easy.
Just don't let it get to you. Just know what you're
all
doing.
All the hard work's done.
They're going to talk a bunch of stuff. At the end of the day, you're buying a house. Everybody does it. There's people that are way dumber that have done it. There's people
way
that are
dumber.
Way less qualified that have done it.
Way less qualified.
Don't let the stress get to you. You're just signing papers. Just look at it as you're going in and signing your life away.
That's how it's felt for like 3 weeks.
But it's yours. You have an investment now.
You can think of signing your life away or signing to make your life go forward.
Yeah.
Think about all
the, I enjoy renting, though.
The ladies.
That's much responsibility.
You're going to have back to this castle.
And I loves the ladies.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Yeah. But, man, I feel like a child again going forward.
Are you going to build you a wrestling room in your man house?
Oh.
No, he has a wrestling ring in the backyard. You didn't tell him?
Well, I didn't tell him. I bought a wrestling ring.
No shit. You're crazy. You're so full of shit.
You spent $60,000 on the house.
Where do you think we're doing the show from now on?
Oh, that'd be so cool.
In the middle of a ring? That would be fucking cool.
Oh, people would think it was awesome.
So
it looks so good for the first couple weeks.
We actually were having a card of the Attitude Era and Nitro. We bought some heroin that we got half the guys to come for, and then we're going to pay the ones that didn't want drugs $40 in an appearance. And,
nice.
Here, you guys get somas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we get the Nasty Boys? I don't think they take drugs, but can we get them anyway?
Oh, I'm sure they don't.
Oh, I thought you said, can we get to the Nasty Boys? I was like, shit.
I thought you said, let's do the Nasty Boys.
Pit stop was probably the single most iconic, nastiest fucking thing about those guys. I loved it. They just rubbed their people's faces in their armpit.
Yeah, what a move.
Right. Like,
these guys can fucking work.
Tacticians.
Logically, like, what the fuck does this do? This is not, but they would get knocked out. They were knocked out from that.
I thought the double drop kick was something.
Was the chair incident with Hall and Nash and the Nasty Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Bischoff was referencing that in their last episode, which is
I haven't gotten through that yet.
That's good. Okay, that's what we're here to do. We're here to talk tag team wrestling, the greatest tag teams.
Wrestling.
Of all time. I say tag team wrestling. Thoughts? What do you guys think of what do you think of tag team wrestling?
So many team names come up in my head. First things first, Legion of Doom pops right in. I don't know why. Then the Freebirds come right into my
Bushwhackers
head.
Bushwhackers immediate.
Yeah. Just so many images flood my head. The beautiful 80s style WWF titles.
Yeah.
I think Demolition.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the Freebirds are the two that come to
He's
my
doing
mind
this on
first.
Purpose. Go ahead. Do your shtick. You had it ready. Go.
Seriously, because I did not watch very much of NWA, WCW in the 80s, like late 80s, early 90s.
Nobody's perfect.
When Legion,
when the Road Warriors were ripping off Demolition,
when Legion of Doom came in,
the
WWF for their first time, I thought they were a ripoff of Demolition.
You're lying.
Wow.
I thought that because
I've not seen them. He's doing it on purpose. Go ahead.
That bothers you so much.
Keep going.
Man, that was almost DiBiase-esque laugh there.
Wasn't on purpose.
$1 million man.
Money.
So, but
money.
You guys were all fans. I mean, I was a huge. I was tag team almost more than singles, just because I liked.
You got tag team more than singles.
Damn.
What's wrong with
words
him?
That came out of your mouth? Hey-o.
Oh.
Yeah, I noticed we didn't put any female tag teams on our list. Is there a reason for that? You just don't like women wrestling, or
couldn't think of any.
Sure, the Jumping Bomb Angels. It's all right.
Didn't they have the women's
Alex
tag team belts?
Alex is sexist. We learned this last week.
Sunny teamed up with somebody.
No, she didn't.
Shawn Michaels.
Snap.
Who else? Half the back room.
Oh, it was like that. Who was the original guy she came out with?
Chris Candido.
Skip. There it is. Yes, Sonny and Skip.
Of the Body Donnas.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not even counting her Smoky Mountains.
Was Body Donna's on our list of greatest tag teams of all times?
No, but the Smoking Guns were.
Yeah, got it. Right
were they? Smoking Guns?
Smoking Guns. Were you with me?
The Body Donna's.
It is not on the list.
Just a name that just, I mean, automatically
it's
comes
iconic.
To you. When you
were
think
you,
of,
were you with us at the event, the house show, and we sat behind the special children?
No.
And this girl kept going,
oh boy.
Go Smoking Guns! Oh. Go Smoking Guns!
Oh, God, Tim, please,
so, no. The Smoking Guns were the Smoking Guns at our house forever.
We're going to have to hit the edit button on the...
nothing wrong.
No, we lied.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, moving on.
Mongoloid.
And I put this in the notes. Let's get this out of
Mongoloid Mike.
So in my... oh, my God. In my eyes, after we get thrown off the air here.
It's coming.
So I say the greatest tag team ever is the Road Warriors. I'm a Road Warrior, Mark. Always will be. What I mean, do you guys agree with that? Do you think that's too easy to say they're the greatest tag team of all time?
I'd put it like this. If you're making a bracket of all the greatest tag teams of all time, if they don't make top four every single time on anybody's list, then that's an invalid list.
Are you talking workers? You talking in ring?
The whole package.
Decorated.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you say?
Okay, so let's combine.
Racist.
Well, at least one of them is. Let's combine box office, work rate, titles,
charisma.
I mean, the
fucking everything.
Charisma is the biggest thing.
What?
I'm not, but I'm their charisma and their presentation.
Yeah, you're saying it as a joke.
Yeah,
I'm
no, they were showmen,
serious.
Dude. They were those guys were showmen. You know.
Yeah.
And I think they were the first tag team to really do that.
Well, to be, like, jacked up monsters, yes, they were.
Because guys that big usually got singles pushes.
Usually. And they couldn't work. They were really bad, but they were super green in the beginning. Go back and watch Georgia stuff, and they just hurt. It's
they hurt
actually
people.
Painful
they
to
potato
watch.
Guys.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Came out in their YMCA. Village people get up.
That's right, man.
Oh, no.
Two leather-covered bikers.
The fucking football pads with the spikes.
Before that.
Yeah, I like that shit. That was cool.
We're talking 83.
Oh.
And they were leather caps, leather vests,
no
leather
face paint.
Chaps.
Let's go with you first because yours is they're at the top of yours for sure.
For sure.
I want to see what your top five list is because I'm curious if you're going to rely heavy on work.
Oh, we get a
that
fifth?
Was done in the top four. That's fine, whatever.
Well, we're gonna do Mount Rushmore. Do you want to start them now?
Oh, I thought there was five on Mount Rushmore. I'm sorry. Anyway,
Trump should be there. So no.
Whoa,
that was a joke.
Hey, someone just said, "Hey, f you" on the chat.
Yeah.
No, so I'm curious if you're gonna have the Road Warriors at top, and then follow up with Midnight Express or someone like that.
Well, because
that is
I said
a big work rate.
Oh,
you
they're
know.
Definitely number. The Road Warriors are number one because they main evented, they traveled, they were an attraction. They are the only tag team to ever do that.
Steiners did it.
No, they didn't travel as an attraction.
Japan.
Yeah, but they weren't. There were federations by then. It wasn't territories by the time they got around.
Okay, tell Scott Steiner that. Keep going.
Oh, I ain't telling him.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that guy.
No, but I'm just saying the Road Warriors face paint and their interviews, and they had shoulder pads, and they sold merchandise. I can't name another team that had what they had. They were the tag team champions in the three top federations when it was a three-team war.
So if they didn't have the face paint, and this is the psychology of a kid, like when we were kids, was the face paint what drew you to like them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely helped.
So, well, I mean, it's right. That's the one thing I don't understand right now with the current WWE
right,
product.
Right.
They market to kids. They have one masked wrestler that's never on.
Who's that?
That Sin Cara, I think, is.
Oh, okay.
I think he's still there. But they never use him, or he might not be there. I don't know.
But
like
face paint, you're right.
If it's around the kid, they don't. Like when Balor comes out with his face paint gimmick, people go ape shit.
Yeah, because
kids
looks
love
so
it.
Cool.
But they've done it twice, three times in 2 or 3 years, which I get. Like you don't want to wear it out, but yeah. You could do it at the
yeah,
big
they
shows.
Also don't want to get him over, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I understand is like, that's what sucked you into Demolition as a kid. Even though they were heels, you still thought they looked like badasses.
Yeah, and they were a Road Warrior ripoff, just like the Blade Runners.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just
like
so,
the Powers of Pain.
But people like Sting because Sting had it. Yeah. People like Warrior because so.
Agreed.
I don't understand why they're geared more towards kids now, yet that simple psychology of a mask or face paint is not used.
I agree.
And the just for gimmicks. I mean, just for licensing and sales. That's what confuses me more than anything.
I know what you're saying. That's one of the things we're going to delve into. But there's a reason that you would do a singles because you have to pay two guys instead of paying one guy. So if this team gets over, plus you're going to eventually. They don't keep anybody together anymore, unless I mean
they. And that's one thing I want to talk about.
Oh, we'll get to it.
So hey, what you were saying though, like they had their own shirts. Legion or Road Warriors had their own shirts. Not many tag teams had merch. I mean, there was very few, like the New Age Outlaws. But before that, how many tag teams actually had merchandise?
Back then, not as many. Once WWF capitalized,
right.
But you could get Road Warriors shirts at like a T-shirt store. In Florida, they'd do a
Going to a house show. You could buy some merch.
Yeah,
yeah, but not very many though.
No, and that's kind of my
point. Amazes
me.
86. That'd be like my daughter's getting something right now. Like they don't care enough about anything right now to have it spray paint. Like getting like a shirt made.
Well, I enjoyed some wrestling when I was about 4 years old. So
that's funny.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that was marketed. They had a cartoon. I mean, wrestling had a cartoon.
That's
Legion
right.
Legion of Doom was not on it. Road
I know.
Weren't on it.
Well, it was on a lot when we were kids.
They were on a lot of like midnight when we were kids.
That's true.
So you stayed up and watched them?
Yep.
Okay.
Because it's pro wrestling.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Sorry. Okay.
Give me a break. Okay. Let's eventually, like I said, I want to do a Road Warriors show one day. Where we focus on, well, we're going to focus on single wrestlers, old school. People would enjoy that.
I bet Animal would come on.
I don't know.
Oh, sure he would.
His contract with St. Louis Podcast Wrestling, St. Louis Podcast.
I bet we could get someone from Hawk's family to come on, too.
Possible.
If not, we can get Andre Dawson and have him be the Hawk for the
Andre Dawson?
Yes, his nickname was the Hawk.
Did you get that, Alex?
Yeah.
He just didn't think it was funny. He just didn't think it was very funny.
All right, well, let's dive into this since we got the Road Warriors out of the way. Now let's go. Alex, I know you're not going to name a girls team because we learned last week Alex was sexist by his not including of girls.
I don't think that was me last week, actually.
It fits the narrative, Alex.
Yes, let's keep this going. Okay, give me a tag team.
Art and Tully.
That's a good tag team.
I know
team.
That doesn't really fit the nope. bookend tag team, however.
No.
Brainbusters? Is that what they were?
Well.
When they came to WWF.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was their only official name, though, right?
Only name they had as a tag team.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you guys... I'm a Tully Blanchard fanatic. Loved his work.
I'm a fan of his daughter.
If you go back and watch any match of theirs, I challenge you to find a match that was subpar. You won't find it.
Impossible.
No matter who, even if they were wrestling jobbers, it was just. And part of this is because I like technical wrestling.
They're always good matches.
They had the psychology though.
Right.
They had the match. They cut the ring off. They worked a body part. That was something that they did, and I remember about them that
they bumped for people.
Yes, mm-hmm. There was a formula to their match, like the Hogan formula in WWE. Like and that's kind of what, you know, you look at that era, you know, you put the Rock and Roll Express, the Midnight Express in there, to where those three groups with Road Warriors could main event a pay-per-view.
Yes.
There's never been another era in wrestling that could happen.
Because it's not going to. So don't expect that to
happen. Golden days are gone.
But I think the allure of tag, and you talk about it being Art and Tully, them not having a name, but their trunks still had
the initials on them. Yeah.
You could tell they were a team.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Arn had the same shit when he was with Ole. I mean, they stuck to the Minnesota colors.
You could tell they were a team. It wasn't like them throwing two guys together like they did with certain people and their gear didn't match. That's what that's what would always drive me crazy. And even as a kid, I could
tell. So you're a bookend tag team fan.
Well, I like
it. TO requires matching underwear, yes.
I think that is, but it's being a sports fan. That's common sense to me.
I'm totally with you.
If you're a team, how do you come out wearing different colored shit or not looking alike? And it also kind of led me to believe who would get pushed and who was going to be around and who wasn't back then. Because if they were putting the money into the ring gear, probably going to stick around for a little bit.
Yeah, I would have never guessed. Fair point. At least nowadays, they have to pay for all their ring gear stuff that they have created by their seamstresses.
They do.
Wait, what? That's on the wrestler?
Yeah.
Wow. So
kind of
like,
what I thought.
They're saying at the end of the day, some of these guys at WWE, after it's all said and done with them, because they don't have insurance, they have to pay their own insurance. They have to pay for their own travel, pay for their own hotels.
What?
Some of these guys that are on the $170 or $170,000, $120,000, they're, you know, at the end of the day, they're only making 70 grand, 80 grand after everything's paid out
dang.
With ring gear.
Well, go back to this time. Whoa. These guys are dropping $300 on a pair of boots.
Yeah. But when you think about it, they're on a TV show that's on for 3 hours Monday night that just signed $1 billion
deal. That's
how
it starts. If they want to get to the millions, that's what you got to do. I mean, I don't. That's the path they chose. I'm just saying. They knew they were going to be driving in cars with a couple other stinky guys for hours on end to the next show. That's wrestling. It's been wrestling since the beginning of time. I'm just saying.
Right.
I don't feel super sorry for them.
Yeah.
Making 80 grand a year for doing something you love since you were a kid. Congratulations, boys.
Ooh. A lot of these people don't love it since they're a kid. That's the problem anymore. That's why it's dog shit.
That
was one of my questions.
One of the many reasons why. But
so,
which we'll get there.
Not the contributing factor.
With the Road Warriors, though, and I know we keep going back to them, but I know you know so much about them. And
it's all this wee bullshit. I ain't going back to them.
So,
no, go ahead.
And Alex,
you
tell me this because you're more of a you know your stuff from back in the day.
Historian.
They came in together. They worked out together in Minneapolis. They knew each other in high school. They were on rival football teams or something, right?
Somewhere in there.
Something just ish.
Yeah.
So those guys came in together. You know, Sting and what's his nuts?
Warrior.
Came in together with the Blade. Like. How many of these old school tag teams?
Oh, no, they started
teams?
As Power Team USA? God, yep. I can't remember. Something brutal.
So what other tag teams, because I don't know the history of Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express. Did they start out, I mean, because they both worked, they all worked singles towards the end of it, and they were all damn good singles workers.
Well, let's talk about it now. That's how they used to put tag teams together. I mean, you would kind of, your career, depending on who you were. If you started out and you're like, oh, we don't have much for these guys to do, stick two guys together. Or if you're at the end of your career, maybe you don't want to work as hard or you don't want to be, I don't know, maybe you just have lost your steam coming into the 80s, coming into the 90s. They're like, let's put them in a tag team. Let's see what happens. Maybe we can work something with them. But like the Rock and Roll Express, Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, just two fledgling guys in Memphis, don't have anything to do with them. Jerry Lawler's like, hey, let's throw some bandanas around their tights, and let's call them the Rock and Roll Express. They needed a B team because they had the Fabulous Ones who they had created with Jackie Fargo. Here, we got these guys to run Memphis, Louisville, and this. We'll have the Rock and Roll Express do the Buttermilk Run. We'll have them run in Tupelo and West Memphis, and there you had your two teams. Midnight Express, Bobby Eaton and Dennis Condrey were in Memphis at the same time. Thank God for the trade with Lawler and Watts because – Watts says, here, give me these two guys and give me the guy you're not doing anything with Cornette. Give me Cornette because you got Jimmy Hart. You don't need Cornette. Cornette goes down with him. Let's put these two together, Midnight Express. So you found guys, and especially at that time, they made something out of him.
So Morton, you don't think would have ever been, because Flair talks about, not Morton, is Eaton. He talked about how Eaton was one of the best wrestlers he ever worked with.
He is.
And how he doesn't get the props, anything. So if the tag team was not formed, do you think Eaton would have ever been anything? Because I've heard Flair say he should have had the NWA title.
Yeah, but that's why they put guys in tag teams, so you didn't have to talk. And that's why they had managers, which is a whole nother thing.
So the you'd say the big thing, the
Mr. Charisma. Charisma.
The charisma was missing from them.
Still my favorite Triple H line of all time when he says Mr. Charisma.
Do you think that's another reason they put these guys in the tag teams and then gave them a mouthpiece if they both were shit talkers?
Here's a great combination. Tully and Arn. One was a U.S. champion. The other was a TV champion. And then they kind of flipped those roles. Arn was working with Ole. Ole's gone. They would have, you know, Flair or Wyndham or Flair and Luger. Hey, let's put these guys. Then you've got the world championship, you've got the U.S. championship, and you got the tag team championship all within the same group, which I wouldn't be real fucking thrilled with if I was a wrestler in that time. But you've got those guys. They work great together. They can sell. Like, you've got the Road Warriors. You need two small guys to bump around for two muscle guys. That's the same thing that they did over in the WWF. Maybe not the exact same, but because everybody was fucking blown up to the gills by then. But you just took two guys that were either really good workers, but not super over.
Bret Hart and Jim the Anvil.
There's another one. There's another one. Somebody else. Let's go. Tag teams. Who do you think about?
I've been waiting for you to ask this. Hold on. I prepared something.
You can talk even when we're like, I mean, you can throw stuff in.
Oh, God.
You guys know this one?
Oh, high energy.
New Harlem Heat.
Loved high energy. Coco Beware and Owen Hart.
That's Harlem Heat. That's Harlem Heat.
You trolling bastard. He's trolling off. Come on.
Harlem Heat, come on. With Sister Sherry Martel.
We probably just got kicked off YouTube for playing the Harlem Heat.
And we only got about 15 seconds of it. We should be okay.
And if we do.
Have mercy on us, YouTube.
Both those two.
Stevie Ray and Booker T. You hated them, really?
Yes.
What about when they do the Spinneroonie?
Yeah. I like Booker.
What about when they
I like
that?
Booker T when he broke away. I always thought Stevie Ray was kind of a goon.
Yeah, Stevie Ray.
Yeah, Booker T got the title five times and Stevie Ray got NWO.
Five times. Really love Stevie Ray's ring gear and when he was in the NWO.
Booker T was kind of illiterate, right? Like I don't think he could read very well. I just remember his interviews. Like I just remember Booker T. He just wasn't.
We coming to get you. Oh, I'll stop there.
Yeah, please. I think we've already crossed as many lines.
No,
so
but
far
seriously, the guy was not very articulate. Here,
didn't he kill someone?
Like, he was definitely in prison.
Yeah, he. Oh.
No, he was in prison.
No shit.
Armed robbery.
Seriously.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Armed robbery. Wow. When he was younger.
Yeah. He came out of that and got into the wrestling business, which is. I think that might be another show too. But Harlem Heat's a great team. Who else we got? Who else you want to talk about? I mean, Harlem Heat.
So you, if
just it, a kind of a dead period.
I kind of wanted to. I'm more curious about the '80s stuff because I don't know as much as you guys do, and that's why I was kind of asking. So Cornette, does he become the first really tag team manager to get super over and draw the heat that people you know he kind of became the prototypical, like the model for the heel manager.
He used to hit people with a tennis racket, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I should make sure we're talking about the same guy.
Or was that model there and he was just very good at it? And
yeah, you can't discount Captain Lou Albano, who really started that. Because he had the Samoans. I mean, Heenan had Blackjack Lanza and Blackjack Mulligan back in the AWA and the fucking.
But
I mean,
the
I know
Brain
you guys
could
don't
work.
Know.
They said Brain was a great worker. They said
Brain was a great worker.
So, I mean, like that's what I'm saying. Cornette having no wrestling experience, you know, in the ring, just kind of being, you know, because he is introduced as a rich.
Rich mama's boy from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, which he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, in
reality. Not rich, but yeah.
I mean, they were well off, the family was. His dad was the paper, something to do with the newspaper.
Paper salesman at Dunder Mifflin?
Yes, definitely.
Anything's possible.
So, Alex, like, what do you, what was the formula, or what do you think made the great tag teams in the 80s?
There's an easy question.
Well, no, because, I mean, like, obviously gimmicks got the teams over in the early 90s, and the managers, they would either have a hot female manager to get them. I mean, there were different things that were introduced to get them over, but I feel like more of the 80s, it was a lot of the wrestling and the technical stuff. So, I mean, like, I don't know if I'm right on that. That's why I was asking. So, I mean, you two would be the ones to answer that question for me.
I don't know. I feel like that – so, for me, it was – more early 90s when I started watching, and everything in the 80s is what I've gone back and watched.
Okay.
So when I started watching as a kid, like Corey, what got me into it was, oh, these guys have face paint, or they've got bandanas on their tights and stuff like that. Like, I was a Rockers mark when I started watching.
What I'm talking about.
Rockers.
But
see, that didn't even come to mind for me when we, like, out of all this tag team talk, I just overlooked it because Michaels became such a breakout star that he was bigger than anything the tag team was,
right,
which is something else I'm, you know, we'll talk about.
Jannetty's career got fucking split just like his face did when he threw him through that mirror in the
That has got to be my favorite promo segment of all time.
The barbershop?
Heenan was gold on that.
He don't need Jannetty.
I just knew he was going to do that.
Great stuff from fucking Heenan.
Did you see that? He tried to dive out of the glass window to escape.
Tried to dive through the window. There's another great thing about tag teams. You say this guy split off. You know, and just going through guys in my head, I could think of Hogan as being one that didn't. Almost all great singles came out of a tag team.
So That's where I was going.
You name somebody, I'll give you a tag team.
Okay, so that's kind of the point I was trying to make, to where the Midnight Express, known as a tag team.
Right.
Rock and Roll Express, known as a tag team, mm-hmm. didn't break off. Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, known as a tag team, didn't really break off and have the singles careers.
Right.
Then you have even, you know, the guys in WWF. Crush, did he have the biggest push out of anyone from Demolition? Crush.
No way, well, man. Fucking Repo it? Man.
Crush was in a video game.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. They are around forever.
Hole in one Darso?
Yeah.
Molecula, brother.
Oh, my God. Now see, I don't even know. Oh, boy.
So that's what I'm saying, though. So you look at those tag teams. Those tag teams were bigger than the individual.
Yes.
You get to the WWF, and, I mean.
Different story.
So, this, you know, Harlem Heat, Booker T ends up becoming a huge star. Steiner Brothers.
Now, wait a minute. You said get to the WWF.
No, but what I'm doing, well, he ended up, Booker T ended up being a star in WWF.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Steiner got his push at the end of WCW after they broke the Steiner brothers up, but they broke them up late. Mm-hmm. I felt like there became a point in time to where they saw the formula with what happened with Michaels, and they started creating tag teams.
Well, they started doing that with Scott Steiner back in, like, 93. Before they jumped to the WWF.
Teasing the breakup
because he took the TV belt off Steamboat.
Look at you.
And then
look
but
at
he
this
didn't
guy.
He didn't want to break up though, did he? Like, I think that was part of the big issue, is they didn't want to leave. They didn't want to break up as a tag team. Scott didn't, because he knew Rick wasn't gonna have the career and wouldn't make the money if they didn't stay together.
Right.
That's
yeah,
what
plus
I listened
he was gonna
to.
He was gonna cut Bill Watts' throat and beat him to death.
But I listened. Yeah. That's what they said on Pritchard's. That's what they said on Pritchard's podcast. Mm-hmm. Is something along those lines. But I feel like there was a point in time that tag teams were made just for booking purposes, for the breakup and then the feud afterwards.
Right.
And I feel
it's a storyline
now
that sells,
is
for sure.
The only reason
not as
they
much
do
you don't create
teams.
A bookend tag team to break them out. If you're gonna if you were doing that, you were getting them to put them in. Here's where you're set. This is what you're gonna do. You're gonna be in this tag team. If we find a way to break it off, if this guy gets busted for if he comes up dirty on a piss test, if he wants
we'll
to leave,
which,
God,
because he's not getting paid as much, because tag teams are that's two guys getting paid, not one guy getting paid.
You think they pay them the same like that over?
They used to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I still do or not.
I would say
it's only so much TV and seats sold, you know, per minute a match.
Damn right.
So how do you think the feeling was of the tag teams in the 80s when they were over the responsibility? I mean, like, you're tied to this guy. Your career,
right, what if he's an asshole?
Attached
you don't
to
like
this
him.
Guy and him getting in trouble or him. I mean, like, so much of your career was dependent on that. Do you think that has any reason why they stopped pushing tag team wrestling?
No.
No?
No. Vince McMahon never liked tag team wrestling.
Okay. Who was the last great tag team then?
In what?
Wrestling.
Wrestling, period.
Like, I'd say the Dudleys.
Full-on tag team.
I don't like them. I mean, I've never seen
Dudley. I love the Outsiders.
Oh, there's a
Hall and Nash.
Team.
Yeah, Hall and Nash.
I enjoyed them. I like obviously the two very singles wrestlers. I mean, Scott Hall got into the business in a tag team, but
so do you count that? I mean, DX got brought up, so the New Age Outlaws, like, mm-hmm. so you know they were there. Edge and Christian was one. The Hardy Boys, like. Mm-hmm. Was that the last great era of tag team wrestling to where there was?
I mean, there's a couple of fucking studs right there. Bomb and Crush.
But when did tag team wrestling die then? When was it
with
last
the natural
healthy?
Disasters?
Wow!
When that earthquake and typhoon hit, it really
Sheik Typhoon.
Yeah. Sheik Typhoon. That could have been. Never mind. Well, that'll be a whole other subject too.
So then, I mean, there's so many different ways to go with that. Like, I don't know when it was. I feel like
Attitude Era kind of had like a resurgence of tag team wrestling with those three, Dudleys, Hardys, and Edge and Christian. But then you had that dead period that kind of coincides with Corey's dead period that you didn't have a lot of it. I mean, mm-hmm. you were throwing guys like Owen and Yokozuna together, and it's like
Rock and Sock Connection, you know.
Yeah. I didn't think they
were.
We're talking more men on a mission, wasn't it?
Smoking guns. Who were the other ones? You guys?
Smoking guns. Bushwhackers.
Bushwhackers.
Whoa! All right, hold on.
I'm just saying they were in that era. I know they could work.
Sheep herders.
And I know. Did you know they were legit badasses and like create? They used to.
They
have
were
like
hardcore
crazy
wrestling
hardcore
because
matches.
Hardcore wrestling was a thing.
They had like bloodbaths before that. They were in Memphis, right, Corey?
They were everywhere.
They were legit tough guys, though, huh?
No, but I mean, like
Memphis, Southwestern.
They weren't this joke gimmick like they were in the WWE. They actually had these blood baths, and I never knew that either. Corey, we were talking about it last year.
Oh, that shit drove me crazy when they came to WWF and they were two guys that did this horse shit.
Licking fans.
Yeah, they licked the fans'
or each other.
Head. How unsterile is that? Let me just go lick this fan's head.
Dreadful. But where were you at on
just the?
Oh, you're
the,
talking about the
last
dead period.
Yeah, the last good era, when it ended, when it died, etc.
I'd say it died right around there.
I think the last good tag team match that was more like, you know, technical. You know, you didn't have gimmicks, you didn't have ladder matches with the Attitude Era and stuff like that. The last good tag team match I remember watching was, I think it was the NWA. Tag team tournament, and you had
Gordy and Williams
against Rhodes and Wyndham. Just, it wasn't even that long of a match, but it was just a good match. It told a good story.
If you want to look that up, it's in the Great American Bash 92.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And I'm a fan of, like, not necessarily stiff working, but I mean, you could tell like there were some stiff blows that were thrown. Mm-hmm.
Steve Williams, a fucking all-American wrestler and football player. Yeah, it's pretty. He was a stiff son of a bitch.
But I mean, I've actually got Gordy and Williams on my, I guess, mention list.
Yeah, Miracle Death Connection.
Miracle Violence Connection.
Sorry.
So the other thing that like
getting carried away.
We talked about what considered a, you know like. Groupings together, two guys being grouped together versus a tag team. Like the one thing that was another indicator to me was ring gear, but also music. If they had unique music,
best music,
to
Eric,
their, to their individual.
Oh, Sean, he thinks he's cute.
Motherfucker, we're talking tag teams.
Yeah, but I mean, you said best music, so that's what.
God
my, that's my favorite.
Give
my
me
favorite
a,
intro
give
song.
Surprise,
Harlem Heat. The Harlem Heat's the catchiest.
Surprise, we didn't dun, get dun, the doink dun, theme.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, dink, doink, and dank.
All they do now is if they make a tag team with two singles guys, they take their song and they play the beginning of one.
They'll mash them up.
Fuse it in together, and they don't even come up with, Wyatt and Hardy are the champions now.
Right.
And they don't have their own music. They don't have a name. They just play part of Wyatt's song and a part of Hardy's song.
I got it.
It's lazy.
You didn't know? Your ass better call somebody. That was the good tag team song.
That was probably the best.
That's what got them over.
Yeah.
You know, I like them.
Another one, my favorite used to be my ringtone, Demolition. That's right. Here comes the axe. Here comes the smasher.
That was good, especially from the era it came from.
Yeah, and if you go back further, I mean, the Road Warriors coming out to Iron Man, the Von Erichs came out to Stranglehold, Freebirds came out to Freebird.
Oh, man.
Which works.
Bad Street.
Makes sense. Yeah, then they came out to Bad Street. What are you guys' thoughts on the Freebirds?
Michael P.S. Hayes.
I loved the Freebirds.
I did. I don't know why. I love them. I really like Michael P.S. Hayes. But what was weird for me is I remember watching him a little bit on Saturdays with the Von Erichs. Like, just being on TV, catch him here and there. I remember when they got the WCW, I'd always, like, pull for them, and they just never did anything there. I guess it was towards the end of their career. But they never really had – they never really did what
– Yeah, the only question they'd ever asked was, I'm a free bird, and what was your excuse? So.
I can never answer that.
Yeah. He knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Just didn't have
the Bad Street. Fucking...
Oh, God.
Loved it.
And, well, it's also worth mentioning, we're from St. Louis. We were in the hotbed. We just got TV from everywhere. I still don't know why, but if you ask somebody from New York, they're like, we didn't get TBS. We didn't get a world class back
then. Damn Ted Turner.
I know.
Yeah.
Damn Ted Turner for selling in 90, whatever.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Weren't the Freebirds the first ones to hold this?
You know, on that, the belts changed. And that's why the National Tag Team Championship was out of Georgia, technically.
Right.
So that belt used to have the, what's the flag down south?
Confederate flag.
Used to have the Confederate flag on it. Used to look very different.
Six people joined the room.
What, just because I said that?
Yep.
Oh, Thomas Maroon's got it right. What a rush. thank God. Well, as long as we got more LOD fans, that's a good thing. You know, I don't know that they would have been the first to hold that. That title was pretty old by the time they got to fucking Georgia.
I'm going to go with Alex on this one. I think he knows.
All right.
I'm kind of half guessing, half trying to draw from memory. I'm trying to look it up real
quick. I don't think they would have been. The last people I remember holding it were Ole and Arn. There's a good tag team. Jump over to the WWF, the 80s, the 90s. I automatically think of the Killer Bees. I don't know why.
I was going to say the same thing.
Always think of Brian Killer Blair. Bees. Jumping Jim Brunzel. Just two guys they needed something to do with. That's when people would go to McMahon and go, hey, I want to work. And he'd go, oh, all right.
Absolutely, pal. Let's get you in the ring.
Hey, aren't you doing really, really well in that other fed? All right, here. Come on. Not that we need you. We're just going to fuck you. But
there was the Hart Foundation at that time.
British Bulldogs.
Oriental Express.
The Oriental Express.
Orient.
Not at that time, but
that's a roller coaster.
Was it the Orient Express? Oriental Express. Sorry.
That's a roller coaster at Six Flags.
No, those are. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to think of the WWF guys from that time.
Yeah, the Rockers. They snagged the Powers of Pain. They had the Islanders.
What was IRS and Ted DiBiase's team?
Money Inc.
That's right. Yeah.
What was Warlord and the Barbarian? What were they called?
Powers of Pain.
Okay, sorry.
It's all good. There's one match that they had. I want to say it's the first Survivor Series where it's all the tag teams. Strike Force. The Can-Am Connection.
The Young Stallions.
Jim Powers and Paul Roma? We're going to do a show dedicated to them, too.
Who was in the Can-Am? I can't remember who was in the
Can-Am. Was Tom
Zane. Bill and Ted the Young Stallions,
Tom
too?
Who?
And Rick Martel.
They were the Wild Stallions.
I didn't know Tom Inc. was ever in WWF.
Tom Zink?
Yeah.
Rick Martel was the pump sprayer guy, right, with the perfume.
The model.
Arrogance.
Yeah, yes. I remember.
And then he had Strike Force was Santana,
Tito, and
Martel.
Mm-hmm.
See, but they had enough tag teams to where they could actually book stuff, and there wasn't three tag teams in the whole thing. I mean, that's the one thing now. It's so thin to where there's hardly any guys that can hold the belts. But I know Cornette puts over there's a tag team now that came up from NXT that Cornette raves about.
The Revival
says it's their throwback to the 80s.
No fucking clue.
They do everything
Dawson
right.
Dawson and Dash?
Maybe. Like that. But he loves them. Like he says that if you love tag team wrestling in the 80s, watch their match and try not to pay attention to what the two other idiots they're wrestling are doing, but watch how they do a match.
Well, we were talking about guys depending on each other's careers, and I wanted to get back to this. Just going back to when wrestling was wrestling and athletes were athletes, and it was two alpha males getting thrown together, maybe one guy wanted a singles push. Could you imagine having to depend on another guy or having to travel every day of your life on the road in a car for anywhere from 1 hour to 6 hours with another guy? You're maybe your age, maybe older, maybe, and that's your life.
Maybe Pat Patterson.
Oh, fuck. Jesus.
Maybe. He's annoying. Seriously. I'm just saying.
They go banana. No, but could you imagine having to depend on that? I don't think. I mean, I would think it would drive you insane.
It would, yeah.
Definitely.
Great talk. You know, everybody's thinking phones went dead.
No, I'm thinking currently. I mean, like, the one group that you can point to currently was what happened with Enzo and Cass. Enzo had so much heat on him, they decided to break him up. He gets fired from the company. Cass gets hurt. He comes back as an asshole. They're both out of a job. If you would have said those two would be jobless 3 years ago when they're tearing down NXT, you know, 20 at the Gar or at the Barclays Center, and the chant's over and the gimmick's over, and they're arguably getting the loudest pop on TV when they go to the main roster.
Yeah. If you go old school, you think about like Jannetty and Michaels got in a fucking fist fight and that broke them up and they drove each other crazy. Animal, now that Hawk's dead, says, you know, oh, he was always fucked up. I had to carry him around. I had to do the finishes. I had to be. He's pretty fucking annoying now that he's older.
Really?
then you had Art and Tully going back to WCW, but Tully failed the drug test, and so he was done. And then Arn had to go back by himself because they wouldn't bring Tully in.
And take a pay cut. I mean, Jesus. Yeah. Look at Hart and Neidhart. Neidhart's had drug problems for. I take that back. They've said Neidhart allegedly has had drug problems.
No, I think they've openly talked about him being in rehab.
Well, he's been arrested for it, yeah. So yeah, that'll do it. But, I mean, look at the British Bulldogs, Davey Boy and Dynamite. They have to leave with all the shit that went on with the Rouge. Oh, shit, we didn't mention the Rouge Brothers. With the knockout thing. Davey Boy and Dynamite never talked again because Davey Boy signed a contract behind his back and went back to WWF. Never spoke. They were fucking related.
Yeah. Oh.
So not only does one end up being a star, the other one usually ends up being a fuck-up. The one that doesn't head for stardom.
Yeah, or in a wheelchair with one leg and getting, you know, shit cut off and paralyzed essentially for the rest of your life.
Are you talking about Dynamite Kid?
Probably. Well, I take that back. Not probably. In my eyes. So can you best wrestler of all time.
Can you guys think of a tag team that came out together as a tag team, but split off and made two stars? Exactly right. Like what tag team did that happen?
I disagree with these guys being two stars, but Edge and Christian were both heavyweight champions.
That's pretty good.
That's fair.
That's a good one.
Right.
Never saw them as stars.
Me neither.
What about the Hardys, for that matter?
The Hardy Boys.
I never looked at them as stars, though.
Same here.
Usually, one of the tag team has to go down the tubes for the other one to.
Dudley's actually TNA. They both split up over there and had a pretty good successful solo careers.
Now, if you talk, you'd have to go way back to get guys like that or to get tag teams like that.
Hogan and Savage, yeah.
They didn't come out as a tag team, though.
I'm kidding.
Did you like when they did that?
No.
Did you like when they put two gigantic stars together?
It wasn't my favorite.
The Rock and Sock connection.
Everyone loved it at the time.
That was funny. The Rock and Mankind was funny.
It was obvious what they were doing with Hogan and Savage. Even as a kid, you realized what that was setting up for.
Yeah, you were setting up a feud.
Yeah, turn them against each other. I mean, sell some pay-per-views.
That's what they did in the territories. They would set guys up for feuds. Yeah. Just like what you guys were saying the other day, what they did with Mr. Wrestling and Magnum TA. I'm just kidding.
So
we were saying that. Thank you for remembering.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Were there any other tag teams that went on to be? I mean, I guess the ultimate examples of the Warrior and Sting would be the two guys that went on.
Only two guys I know.
Well,
Austin and Pillman would have been there.
If you go really, really, I mean, this is back 60s, 70s, you got the Texas Outlaws, you got Rhodes and Murdoch.
Absolutely. There's a guy that, I mean, you're churning out a star. Like, Harley Race was with Larry the Axe Henning before he became a big star. Yeah. And, I mean, I wanted to dig deep, but I know we don't want to go too out of the line, but you talk about the Blackjacks, you talk about the Valiants, The Samoans. I mean, the Samoans were ever the Moon Dogs. We didn't
the
mention
Moon Dogs.
The fabulous ones, Stan Lane and Steve Kern. Those were two guys that they didn't have much to do. Gino Hernandez and Chris Adams were big and world class. I know you guys don't know who these guys
no, I
are.
Do. Bockwinkel and Stevens.
That's who,
oh,
Nick
fuck.
Bockwinkel.
I tell you, do you guys have the network or not?
No.
So E made me think of it earlier. Pat Patterson. They did this thing where they did a round. They used to do these round tables 10 years ago, somewhere in there.
Back before the network, but they had yes. the like, streaming service.
They had the WWE 24/7.
They'd put it on there.
And Pat Patterson's on it. And these guys, it's J.J. Dillon, Pat Patterson, maybe Michael Hayes, who's in probably the number two tag team of all time. And they all get to, like, who's your greatest tag team of all time? And these guys are like, well, you know, now that we think about it, probably Patterson and Stevens. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, it was Nick Bockwinkel was the other guy. Nick Bockwinkel and Ray Stevens were a great tag team. It's like, you know, Patterson and Stevens. They went to another guy, and they're like, boy, Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens. And I'm like, what the fuck? How are they just jerking this guy off because he's on the thing? Like, oh, yeah. I mean, Ray Stevens, more power to you. Bombs away out in California or working in San Francisco. But Jesus Christ, Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens, that's the greatest tag team of all time?
Not
no?
in my eyes.
I mean, I
anybody
I,
that have the anybody that have the old network look at that shit and just go, what the fuck? No,
but a lot
I
of
guess
people
I'm alone.
No, they're like
network. Great talk again.
A lot of people thought they were good work. I've heard other people say that.
That's fine. They drew money in California and Minnesota.
I'm
and Winnipeg. Give me a fucking break. No, everybody.
No, I mean, I,
no.
I don't. No. I don't know enough about it. I've just heard other people say that they were a great tag team.
Jesus
but I didn't know if it was
Christ.
Based on two guys that became very big star, you know, like big names in the industry.
Well, let's
that,
not treat Pat Patterson like he was the fucking Hulk Hogan of the 70s. I he was not that. He was a wrestler.
And
he was
Andy's
another wrestler.
Samber will be joining us, Jake Peralta.
It's a great song.
But so what's your Mount Rushmore then? Because I
oh, we're already done.
No, but I thought you would go back there. Like I don't. I mean, we're getting to an hour right now, so I don't know how long we planned on going.
Somebody else
been more like 30 minutes.
I had a good question that doesn't in this in the
I'm
show.
I'm waiting.
Gimmick matches. What good tag gimmick matches are there?
The best one was the scaffolding.
Scaffolding matches.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I couldn't think of anything. Is there any strap matches?
Survivor Series was all. I mean, that's
yeah,
technically
that's,
a gimmick tag team.
Yeah,
match.
That's true.
Now, you see, you bring this up. I can think of a Road Warriors match for just about every one of these that they put them in because it sold out and made money.
Sure.
These other guys, I mean, unless you're talking about the Rock and Roll Express and Midnight Express, not many others could do it. I mean, look at War Games. That's a tag team. Jesus. What are you? Can you guys talk?
I'm yes. considering what you're saying, Jesus.
We're listening to you. You get. I mean, like, I plan on you to. Carrying a lot
yes,
of this
and I plan
you know,
on you guys throwing
yeah, no,
some
we,
shit in.
But we're all aware of War Games. If you had your tag team matches, War Games would probably be.
Ooh,
that's
War
a tag team. That's a 10-man tag.
I know,
match.
But that would be a dominant tag team. It would probably be everybody's favorite tag teams, like the matches from that.
I'm gonna Google
your
it.
Tag team matches.
Yeah, that well, they did Russian chain matches. They did scaffold matches. They did strap matches.
What's
they
your
did,
favorite Road Warriors match?
I'd have to put that war that first War Games.
That's what I'm saying, but it's a War Games. I mean, like we
for sure.
I know we understand what War Games are. I thought you were going to speak more to it.
Go ahead.
Dusty Rhodes created the War Games matches.
Yep. Yeah,
I can't believe they have not brought it back to WWE. They did it with NXT, but I don't know why they won't.
Well, it's not
do
the
it.
Same. They didn't put the roof over it either.
Yeah,
so
plus current wrestling shit, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah,
that's true.
You think it'd be something easy to get some old fans back
yeah,
that
right.
gimmick to watch?
Because
it would.
If we're gonna talk about War Games,
can't sell as many seats. Go ahead.
I really feel like if you did not put, so what was it, October '86, whenever Rhodes is coming out to go up against Ole and JJ, and then Nikita follows him out,
right?
And then the crowd just goes nuts over it.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't put those two together, I question the success of the War Games because I feel like that kind of catapulted into, you know, they won the Crockett tag team tournament.
That next year, yeah.
And then you had the first War Games.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Superpowers.
Right.
Yeah, Superpowers and Four Horsemen. But, like, did you guys... Okay, so that's two guys you're putting together. And we talked about Hogan and Savage. So other teams that used to just get thrown together, If you watch, like, Tully and Arn, obviously they got thrown together out of necessity in their eyes, but who are – could you guys name another great two-star team?
Didn't Sergeant Slaughter and the Iron Sheik team up for a brief period there?
Well, those are like polar opposites.
Right. Well, Colonel Mustafa.
There you go.
Fuck. How do you think of that? That's great
so you've,
shit.
So you've got Wyndham and Luger.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Well,
Sting and Luger did for a while, too.
Yeah.
I fucking like Sting, two. Man.
Sting and Luger was actually...
I feel like WCW threw guys together like that more than WWF did in that era of time. You go back with... I loved Austin and Pillman. Hollywood Blondes.
Yep. Yeah.
I loved the gimmick. I love what they're doing. You could both see that they were building, and they're...
Yeah, separately, I was an Austin fan and a Pillman fan. When they put that team together, I hated it.
I liked them better when they came together, because I thought Brian Pillman's stuff was kind of cheesy.
I thought it made him look small.
I liked whenever they put Pillman and Z-Man together.
Good team.
Wow. Mm.
Former U.S. Tag Team Champions.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Best color man in the biz. Eric Hicks.
What about Doom? No one's mentioned Doom.
Oh, yeah, now we're talking.
Simmons and Reed.
And Nancy.
Nobody's mentioned the Fantastics.
Woman.
Fantastic.
I love it. We're Fantastic.
I love it.
Who is that?
I don't even know. Bobby Fulton and Tommy Rogers.
Yeah, that's why nobody's mentioned. A couple of no-names, huh?
What about Men on a Mission?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who's that? Mo? Mabel? And there was a third one.
Mabel.
Oh, man. Safest guy in the business. Go ahead.
There was a third one, right? It was Mo, Mabel, and one other guy, their manager. Right?
Oscar.
Oh, Oscar. Yeah.
And it had to start with an O. Omar.
Oh, the Godwins.
The Godwins.
Fuck, yeah.
Phineas and what was his other fucking?
It was Pig, Phineas.
Henry.
And Henry, yeah.
Yeah, the Godwins.
That's all we got to say about them.
APA.
Yeah, it was Hogg,
APA,
Henry Orphis APA. Godwin, and Phineas.
I Godwin.
Yeah, something Godwin. Yeah, it was Hogg and Pig were their initials. That's fucking
okay, great. One team I've not liked, I dig them individually. I just can't get into whenever they tag Undertaker and Kane together. I just...
Really?
No.
It's one of those storylines that writes itself. We hate each other. We love each other. We hate each other. We love each other.
We got to get a show about the best announcers, because I'll tell you... Post-stroke Jim Ross going, through hell, fire, and brimstone, it's Kane.
I don't think he had a stroke,
me up every time. You think it was pre-stroke then?
It was Bell's palsy.
Oh, well.
Post-stroke.
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah,
what stroke, Bell's palsy, my fault.
So this is more of a stable, obviously, but if you put any two guys from the Dangerous Alliance together.
You guys familiar with the Dangerous Alliance?
I remember, but I don't remember.
Paulie ran it.
Had Steve Austin.
Austin, Rude.
Bobby Eaton.
Ooh, Anderson.
Ravishing Rick Rude, I forgot.
Larry Zbyszko.
Oh, yeah.
Zbyszko was in, yeah.
Medusa was in that, too, right?
Ooh.
Am I wrong? Oh, yeah.
Big Medusa fan over there. With that. Ooh.
You like monster trucks, too?
That bikini contest with Missy Hyatt?
What about
Missy Hyatt? Go find that.
Yeah.
What was the...
got a boner. My team.
The York Foundation?
Oh, God. Richard Morton? That? Thomas Rich? Yes. Terrence Taylor? Boy,
the red
who
rooster.
Who are the ad the wizards rooster. Who came up with that one?
What did he become after the red rooster? I forget.
Terry Taylor.
Yeah.
He became retired.
He became an agent.
Exactly.
And then became like a big snitch, and everybody a big
and
weasel
a asshole. Just, nobody liked.
Okay, just randomly coming across a team on our list that we have not mentioned: the Varsity Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that was another one. I always loved them. Syracuse, Michigan. The best part of it, though, is
that Kevin Sullivan?
Kevin Sullivan would be the devil worshiper, and he wore a hood, the red. It was just,
but did you know
didn't
that
make sense?
Did you know that was more than just Rotunda,
Williams?
Williams
and Steiner.
Steiner. Did
Dan
you know
Spivey?
Dan Spivey? I didn't know Dan Spivey was in that until
Dangerous Danny Spivey.
I think last week I was.
Where the fuck Spivey go? He go to Michigan State. No, we won't look that up.
I thought it was brilliant, though. Like, you know, definitely like because the wrestling singlets and the Letterman's coats. Like that was. I thought that was a good gimmick. I'm surprised they haven't tried doing something like that.
Yeah, you know they tried.
Don't give them any ideas,
they
man.
They tried to recycle that at the end of WCW.
With who?
Those guys.
Oh, all of them. 20 years later.
They did it for like 2 weeks. It just went nowhere. Like everything was going. You know what? You brought up Nasty Boys. We haven't even said anything about the Nasty Boys.
The Nasty Boys are beautiful.
Talked about the pit
They're
stop earlier.
Human
we
beings.
Totally did.
Yeah, but I thought that was before the show.
Oh, was it?
Or was it during the show?
It all bleeds together.
I don't know.
I'll give you another question real quick. When you thought of guys that were going to break out of a team, okay, so the Rockers, Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty, who did you think was going to be the big star out of that?
Jannetty was
I never
bigger.
Considered him splitting.
I didn't either until the time that it happened. It wasn't like a thought in my mind.
I was
mind.
Too young to know that shit was going to happen.
I just thought at that time in that era that Michaels was too small. Like, looking back on it, Michaels wasn't the biggest of guys.
Yeah,
like,
I was a Jannetty guy.
Now well, he obviously, he was the face of the group. You know, yeah, after that whole Shawn started being a prick, I mean, obviously, everybody became a Jannetty guy at that point.
Yeah, but now Jannetty can barely even talk.
Yeah, fair enough. But
really?
Storyline versus reality.
Bummer, dude.
Like, if you would have said the British Bulldogs, Davey Boy Smith's going to be, I said, no. If you just said the Hart Foundation, Bret Hart is going to be the star. I said, all right.
Yeah, not without a fucking beard.
The beard was the biggest gimmick out of the Hart Foundation.
Yeah, it was.
Laughing and
well, Hart had the glasses. Neidhart had the beard.
Yep,
that's all they had. They were never heard from him after that.
Did you find anybody else on the list, Alex? That you got? You wanted to throw out?
About the
Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens. Jesus Christ!
Their name was Ray Pat.
You guys remember the Dream Team?
No.
Valentine.
Valentine
Beefcake.
Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yeah,
and Brutus Beefcake. No, huh?
Mm-mm.
Recently Brutus deceased Johnny Valiant is their manager.
Who?
Oh, the Dynamic Dudes.
They were bad. God, they were bad.
Shane Douglas
and
Johnny Ace.
Yeah, boss. Your arms look real big today.
How about Douglas and Steamboat, man? I thought those guys were fucking money. I guess I'm the only one.
No, they were good.
Steamboat.
What tag team?
Macho Man hit him in the throat with a ring bell. Fuck him all up.
Had to learn to talk. Okay.
Sorry.
Who didn't get over? Was there ever a tag team that you thought was going to be bigger
Techno
than they were?
Team 2000.
LOD 2000 with Sonny.
That didn't get over.
You
the
think
Dynamic Dude sure as fuck.
Well,
the Ding Dongs didn't get over.
What about Draws? I mean, how pissed off were you when they added Draws to that group? And Sonny, for that matter.
We'll save that for the Road Warriors.
Not good looking Sonny, but like the cracked out Sonny that was given hand jobs for Three Xanax backstage.
Hey, did I tell you I went ahead and paid for that?
The hand job or the Xanax?
No, the Sonny Skype sessions?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I wish I would have.
You should.
No. We should all take up a collection and do a 5-on-1.
You can pay to Skype with Sonny?
Yeah, no shit, dude. She'll do anything you want.
No, it's not like that, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What's it cost?
Not a lot.
My guess, her bail's probably about 10 grand.
Yeah, I think
right
she's
now.
Going back
oh,
to
yeah,
prison.
That's right.
Oh, for what?
Her dignity's part of the cost. But...
So,
for what?
Prostitution?
No, DUIs, drug possession.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Excuse me, alleged drug possession.
Kurt Hennig was.
Alleged.
Very Jesus. True.
Alleged.
He'd spit his fucking gum out and smack it.
So are you guys time. Demolition
Do you think...
fans or not?
Oh yeah.
I like Demolition. They're on my Rushmore.
Honestly, looking back, I feel like there wasn't much about Demolition other than the costumes.
But that was really? That was the thing for me, the music, the I mean, like I
yeah, but that's why that they was... that's why nobody really thinks of them anymore. They had nothing lasting that came out of that team, in my opinion.
Are they in the Hall of Fame?
No. Not when
Oh, they're suing them, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why a lot of guys are going to have trouble getting in the Hall of Fame. Steiner Brothers are not going to be able to get in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, why? Because Scott's threatened to kill everybody.
You talk about your Mount Rushmore. If Steiner Brothers ain't up there, I seriously question your sanity. Because, I mean, those were, to me, in my fucking eyes, they were the Steiner Brothers were it. Like, they were the fucking most iconic
right
tag
there with,
team, dude.
For what Scotty
like,
could do
on,
in the
man.
Ring at his size, doing
the Frankensteiner?
The Frankensteiner
and the work that they could do.
Yeah,
they
for sure.
They were one of the first tag teams that were really versatile and
power guy and aerial
and
guy.
And then, for matter of fact, Scott Steiner's up on my Mount Rushmore twice, and he looks different because he's with Buff Bagwell up there too, right? Fucking Steiner and Buff Bagwell and Steiner and Steiner. He's
no. Yeah,
let's go, Eric. Let's go.
Buff.
Come on, give me more.
Saying, that's,
give me
that's,
more.
That's who the fuck is
I want more
my
of this.
My Mount Rushmore is.
I want you to say
Scott Steiner twice.
I want you to say, let's talk about the best tag teams. Let's go Scott Norton and Conan. Like something like that.
Yeah, let's talk NWO Wolfpack.
See?
No, man. Seriously, though.
So let's start. What's your Rushmore?
My Rushmore is the Steiner brothers.
Okay.
And then
just
Steiner
them
and Bagwell.
By themselves. Okay.
Twice. I told you, Scott Steiner's on that motherfucker
okay,
twice.
So what's your other two teams? You got those two.
Well, I mean, there's technically four faces there, so
I know, but we're gonna do four teams.
Oh, four teams.
So
okay.
You got those two.
All right, so yeah,
Steiner and Bagwell.
Yeah, I fucking like them,
dude. Best Mount Rushmore I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Hey,
shame.
I'm buff and I'm.
You remember? I could.
He would just do. He would just do the quick strut and then the.
Yeah.
To all my freaks out there, let's go. Holler if you hear me. All right,
two more.
Teams.
That Mendesia was then, hot with them.
Yeah. And then yeah, Legion of Doom.
There's three teams.
Man.
Scooby and Shaggy.
Yeah, no. Gosh, you know. Harlem Heat, maybe.
Shaggy and Sting.
Maybe
they just put it out now.
Wow, so that's, so.
No, I like Sting like a lot, but I can't remember him in any iconic tag teams.
So what's crazy about that, though, is three of the four of yours are from WCW.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured you'd be more like your brother, more of like an early 90s WWF guy.
Right, but I mean, fucking who did they have that was really any good as far as tag teams go back then? I mean, that is my era. You're not kidding.
The head
but.
Shrinkers.
Oh, yeah.
I like them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. I liked Natural Disasters. They weren't the most popular. They never really reached the heights, but I really liked those guys, the fat dudes. They were fucking cool, man.
I love their
dudes.
Ring gear, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Fucking Typhoon had, like... You know, like the waves on his and shit.
Great Earthquake had the seismic wave.
Yeah,
the Richter's. Like
great
those,
action
yeah.
figures.
So I got to go with Natural Disasters, the Steiner Brothers, Buff Bagwell and Steiner.
Fantastic.
Legion and high
Doom.
Energy.
Legion of Doom.
Oh, wait, no, who?
Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom.
Coco Beware and Owen Hart.
That's right, baby.
What's yours, E?
Shit, I don't really have
the
one, man.
The Beverly Brothers.
Was
you
it the Beverly?
Know.
It you was. It was Mike Enos. Who was the other Beverly
Wayne
brother?
Bloom.
Wayne Bloom. Wow. I don't know. I mean, obviously the LOD's up there. Jesus, you caught me so unprepared, like I didn't know this was coming.
Right?
Yeah, we're doing a wrestling.
I don't
show.
Know, man. I you know me. I'm not a favorites type of guy. I just enjoy programs.
He likes he likes who I like, but he doesn't want to say that. That's exactly what's going on. He's like, God damn it, Eric took the fucking best one.
Yeah, they took Buff Bagwell. It's over with. Without Buff, I just was thrown for a loop. He took my answers.
Did you see Buff Bagwell on Gigolos?
No.
He was on an episode of Gigolos. Like
what
he
the
was
fuck is Gigolos, and why are you watching it?
It was a huge deal in wrestling. He was on Gigolos like 2 or 3 years ago. It was a show on Showtime.
How's he look these days? Buff?
He's still in shape, but he was getting paid to go like be a man prostitute.
If I could, I would.
That's a little gigolo.
That's
yeah.
great.
Okay, so mine would be the Freebird.
Buff Bagwell.
Biggie's in jail back there.
He's
yeah.
been in,
on the
he's
screen.
Been in jail for like the last 30 minutes.
I like it. I'm comfortable in my own little cell.
So mine would be the Freebirds, Road Warriors, obviously. And not just because you're here, but I just feel like they did so much.
For throwing the greatest tag team ever on there.
Well, everything, like, I'm a huge Cornette mark, and everything that he says, like, the Midnight Express has to go on there just because I know so much of their backstory and what they did and the heat they got. So I would put them there. And then probably
Dusty and
Demolition. Just because they were the version of LOD that I saw more of. Or, you know, I just saw more of them. The Hart Foundation, obviously. I mean, like, I like them. There are a lot of guys I like through the 90s, but... Once you got to the Attitude Era and when WCW was...
So you liked the Hart Foundation in their first run because they were heels. I hated them.
They just...
You know what I mean? I'm saying I didn't like them. I was too young to understand that.
But right. I like the hot pink. I mean, I like their outfits.
You watch Gigolos and love hot pink.
No,
make
but
it a list.
I thought their ring gear was tight. I mean, like, I just...
It was.
Like,
they
stuff
had Gary
like
Winger.
That made me... I like teams more because of that.
Yeah.
I remember, like, when you were playing with your wrestlers and you would make your own little tag team matches... I would always pair the guys up that had similar trunks on. Like, didn't make much sense, but, okay, well, they both have black and red, so they look better together when you're pairing them together. Like, those were the kind of things that I paid more attention to.
All makes sense.
I think factions also killed the tag team. I think there was a point in time in wrestling when factions took over New Age Outlaws.
It's cyclical, really.
You know, WCW or WWF had all the stuff going with... Nation of Domination.
Oh, yeah, Nation of Domination.
The Ministry.
But there was so many groups of four and five, I think that cut away from tag team wrestling. And then...
You know what? We haven't mentioned the Quebecers. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was thinking about the Mounties earlier today.
We're not the Mounties.
So that's my list.
There's the finger!
I'll stop. So Von Erichs haven't been talked about a lot either, but it depends on what Von Erichs.
I tried, and I was met with a
Kevin was always silent. Kevin was always my favorite, but I don't know who you'd pick out of the tag team.
Thomas Maroon in chat gives his Mount Rushmore to LOD, the Hardys, Young Bucks, and Mega Powers.
Oh, he's going newer. I see what he's. I understand.
Young Bucks,
that.
Come on.
I don't know about the Mega Powers.
Who are the Young Bucks?
Exactly.
It's a new.
No, really. Who are they?
Newer. They're independent.
There are some guys we could go watch at the KC Hall on a Thursday night for snap. $22.
Oh,
$22 bucks. I ain't paying that much.
$22.
All in
for the Young Bucks. Fuck you.
I'm just gonna see if Thomas is gonna
give me
$20
to fill that seat.
I'd go to All In.
I don't. So in theory, yes, Edge and Christian both became big stars, but did they really?
No.
They both had belts, but did they really...
Did they transcend wrestling? No, but they were big stars inside of wrestling.
Could they carry a pay-per-view on their own? No.
No.
Did they? I mean...
Christian definitely could not. Edge depends on who he was working with.
Yeah, maybe.
Edge held the belt like 10 times.
How many times?
I think 10.
10?
Again, that is part of... I think that's part of us getting older... And not seeing guys as stars.
Like, the most over thing he did was him being in bed with Lita in the ring.
I mean, was Billy Gunn a star?
In the ring? Not really.
Not by himself.
But not by himself.
Not by himself.
Billy Badass. B.A. Gunn, yeah. No,
didn't he have an Elvis gimmick for a while?
John was
really?
Was Billy Gunn?
I didn't know that. It was quick. Yeah. It was like 2 weeks.
Oh, what's his name? John Layfield. What?
John Bradshaw.
Yeah, fucking.
He's not a star to me. I watched that guy.
Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
Totally so many agree. Times by people. They pushed him to the moon and he was nobody. I mean, I just.
He was APA, pal.
Mark Henry?
Ugh,
no, I watched him get beat by guys that were a fifth of his size. Like, there's things you do that you can't
come back from.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, I feel that way anyway.
Like Mark Merrow getting sable bombed.
Oh,
you don't come back.
Can't come back from that, babe.
On your drive, if you have time, listen to
Johnny
the Sable
B. Bad.
I'm
fucking Johnny B. Bad, man.
Sure. Hey, you know another team?
Wow,
I love?
Really? That's good. Nostalgia.
Owen
there.
Hart and Jeff Jarrett, love that tag team.
Johnny
because
Deborah.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
He's flat nuts.
What about Armstrong and Jarrett? I mean, Jesse James and Jarrett, the Road
when
Dog.
They first started the Road Dog.
Oh, when he was
he was the actual. That's where he got the name
dead,
the Roadie.
Dead period.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Dead period.
All right, Alex. Let's
which Armstrong
baby.
Was he?
What about Razor Ramon and the 1-2-3 kid?
James Armstrong?
Jesus.
All right.
I got it.
All BJ right. Armstrong. So I've got the Steiners, Road Warriors, the Rockers, just because.
Oh, go ahead.
I was a kid.
You don't have to explain
and,
yourself.
Arn and Tully.
Cheers.
Oh.
Arn and Tully
fan. That's a good one. Just not a Rockers fan. Just never liked them. Just thought they were a steal. Just thought they were a copy.
Okay, you can't use Legion of Doom and the Road Warriors. That's the only thing they count as one.
Fuck.
You're not getting Hawk and Animal's face up there twice.
That's a fair point.
I don't know.
I got Steiner up there
only
twice.
Only Scott Steiner can be on the list twice.
This was tough because I had to decide between... I've got Rock and Roll Express and Midnight Express. The Steiners and the Freebirds kind of all stuck together. And then, obviously, number one is the Road Warriors. But I said Road Warriors, Steiner Brothers, because Scott Steiner was Kurt Angle before Kurt Angle. And I've said that many times.
That's Scott Steiner was? right. I can
you know
see
what?
That.
He was a lot bigger in the early 90s than I remembered as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like he was nowhere blown up like he was in 97, 98. But
when he still had the mullet, you mean?
When
he
wear,
he
like,
didn't look
the...
like somebody had stuck an air pump in his ass.
Well, as soon as he shaved his head, it immediately made the rest of his body look bigger.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but it also looked like he had two fucking softballs in his eyes.
Oh, that's fair, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When
the steroids had nothing to do with it. It was
when
all hair.
He was doing the singlet with the neon colors and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
He was
I
didn't realize his body was
as... Oh, yeah,
he
was a fucking big dude.
He wasn't as big as he was
when he was with NWO, but he was a fucking big guy back then,
He ended up getting drop foot, too. That killed him.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? Know what drop foot is?
No.
It's just a condition to where...
Your arches drop?
No, it almost like you can't feel your foot moving or like the back of your foot, and it kind of drags. If you watch some stuff he did.
Kerry Von Erich had it.
When he had gone foot.
Oh, he had gone foot. Sorry.
His foot was gone.
Ooh.
Yeah, amputated. But anyway, Steiner, when he got drop foot, he was fucked. It happened at the end. He had a bad back, surgeries, all that stuff contributed. Road Warriors, Steiners, and I really think people have stopped talking about the Steiners. Not sure why. but then it would be. I'll say the Freebirds and the Midnight Express. I Rock and Roll Express just don't make it. If we're gonna put somebody else on Mount Rushmore one day.
See, I think Rock and Roll Express hurt themselves the longer they stayed around. Like some of the shit Ricky Morton's done in the last 10 years.
Well, they're still around. I mean, as recently as like 3 years ago, maybe they won a tag championship.
As recently
independent...
as 3 weeks ago, they probably won a tag team championship.
Well, yeah, so they're still
that I've heard anyway.
At the ICP shows and the Juggalo events and shit like that. They have the meeting of the Juggalos, and they always do like a wrestling.
Gathering of the Juggalos,
yeah,
sir.
Sorry, didn't mean to piss you off there, Clowny.
Or whatever. What are they called?
Juggalos.
Juggalo.
That's right. I mean, you'd be a Juggalette. Those bitch titties. Oh, shit, sorry.
That's good.
Okay, so real quick, if we just went around and did like one or two honorable mentions, who you got?
Mine's obviously the Rock and Roll Express.
Okay, I'm only doing one. Give me a sec.
I'm going to go Doom. They were fun, man.
There you go.
I like that.
I like Doom.
Those masks.
I'm going to go with Doom, too, because Woman was like the first. I really liked her before
Nancy?
She got, yeah, like.
Before she got killed.
Before she came back with Flair when Sullivan came back to book. I liked
Was Flair
a part
the
Headbangers?
I don't know. Was Flair a part of any like major? I know he's part of Four Horsemen, obviously, but was he like a major named tag team?
He was part of Evolution.
He tagged with Valentine back in the 70s.
They had a name? What was their name?
He's, I don't know.
Nothing.
No.
Wasn't Batista and
he teamed
Flair?
With his dad.
No. Batista and Flair were the tag team of Evolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was kind of his thing. They had a title run.
True. Oh,
you know. Just saying.
Yeah, but Flair and Valentine, Johnny Valentine, and then Greg Valentine. Tag team champs down in Mid-Atlantic. You're always watching Mid-Atlantic.
Johnny, yeah, that's my thing.
Johnny B. Bad and who did he tag with?
Cactus Jack at Battle Bowl or what?
Yes.
Like the tag team of Mankind and Cactus Jack. Didn't they do? He did some weird shit.
Faces of Foley. The three Faces of Foley.
That's right.
Tagged with himself. Whoa.
Give us a fucking runner-up. Come on, man.
Ah. Ming.
Really?
Ming, huh?
Ming.
Ming. I remember.
There
Ming.
You go. Head Shrinkers. Or not Head Shrinkers. No.
Faces
Barbarian.
Of Fear?
With Barbarian and Ming, what were they?
Faces of Fear.
I don't know.
Was Faces of Fear?
I like those.
Or if you go
Ming,
though,
man.
Go Haku and Andre.
What was his fucking move that he did?
The grip?
The tongue and death grip.
Yes. Yeah. Where did that go? I don't even fucking remember. It's been so long. I was I fucking love Ming.
God.
Oh, man.
Such a beast.
Seriously, that dude is apparently the baddest ass dude who ever walked, though.
Ming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's consistently the biggest. Like, when they talk about tough guys backstage, it's always.
Ming?
Haku.
God bless
Haku
you.
Haku was, huh?
Who's your runner-up?
I got Minnesota Wrecking Crew.
Which combination?
Ole and Arn.
Okay.
Just, I've not seen any of the Ole and Gene stuff.
Yeah.
So.
What was Jesse and Jesse the Body and Adrian Adonis' team?
East-West Connection.
So which was the East-West and which was the North-South? Because I know there's an East-West Connection and there's a North-South Connection.
There's
and Adonis, and Adonis was in both of them.
No shit.
Looking it up.
I'll do it now.
Patera? He's out. T.O.'s checking out.
See you, buddy. Have a good one.
All right. The North-South Connection.
I'm going to have to Google it.
I want to know this. This is
Dick Murdoch.
They called them the North-South Connection?
83 to 85. Adonis formed a tag team with Dick Murdoch called the North-South Connection.
They were the tag team champs in WWF, but I didn't know they were called the North-South Connection. Who called
this
them
is
that?
I did.
Well, this is fucking news to
they
me.
They won the WWF tag titles off of Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas, apparently.
I knew that.
There's a team we didn't mention.
Well, there are a couple of ugly motherfuckers.
Yeah, there's
though.
Two
Jesus.
People that didn't like each other. And by that, I mean fucking hated each other's guts.
Wyndham and Rotundo.
That's right.
U.S. Express.
That's right. This is before your guys' time. This is before your wrestling time.
I remember Mike Rotunda.
Yeah, when he was young. I'm talking about
he was never young.
Did we tell everybody, all both people watching,
both.
What we're doing next week? Well, I mean, we've got listeners.
What are we doing next week, Corey?
The way it looks, we're going to do cage matches.
Yeah!
I'm going to miss it.
Love cage matches.
You're going to miss it?
That's the third. I'll be out of town. I'm leaving today. I'm leaving this tonight. I'm driving to Maine.
Oh!
Remember we talked about that earlier?
Will we be doing a show next week?
Yeah, might as well. Make sure you get Brian in here a little early.
Well, make sure we're here at work.
It's the third. Oh, that's a good point.
Oh,
we don't know if the office is open next week at all anyway.
Folks, we plan on doing a show next week.
You never know. The office has a tendency to close up that entire week.
Really?
God, I wish.
It has a tendency.
Has it happened before?
Several times.
Oh, okay. Well,
but all right. I'm not saying it will with this many. We'll talk about it off the air, but there's a chance.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Telling you there's a chance.
So
yeah,
next
we're
going
to do cage matches. We're going to do...
Next episode. We shouldn't say next week. We should say next episode.
Next episode
cage
about,
matches.
About the cage match.
Okay, here's a question. Of the five of us and the three horsemen, I love saying it that.
That's true.
Well, who's the obvious tag team?
Got advisors.
Who's the tag team that takes it all? Oh, you two, huh? Any tag team that doesn't include me is just a piece of shit.
I'm pretty sure you guys are a tag team. Yeah. The brothers.
E squared.
E squared. Can't use that.
Oh.
What would you get? Okay, what would you guys call your tag team?
Big Dick Hicks. No, that's not right.
Jesus.
How about
the second version of ECW?
It just came right off the top
this?
Of the head. So I mean, you know,
Dumb and Dumber. Which one's which?
Yeah, well, you got to have the Big Boss Man involved in some way.
Ray Trailer over there.
BBJ, Big Boss Man Jr.
I like it. That's a good one, man. You can pass. You could pass.
I want to be the Guardian Angel, though. Rather.
The fucking worst iteration of anything he ever did.
It's pretty bad.
Big Bubba.
Oh.
Big Ray Trailer.
The Guardian Angel Rage. What was he like? One of those guys in New York?
Yeah. Exactly what he was. One of those guys like a...
Does that still exist? That
Guardian Angels? I don't know.
It has to.
It was like a motorcycle.
So they're all 80.
No.
Right?
No, they were a bunch of guys rocking around like khakis and white t-shirts and red berets.
Yeah, something weird.
Fuck, I don't remember that.
You would have seen stories about them on
cargo
the news.
Khakis, too, though. We're not talking like pussy-ass pleated shit here. We're talking full pockets that could be considered tactical.
Oh, my
God. See, I don't remember that.
Tactical khakis?
Tactical khakis.
Oh, shit.
It's one of those groups that you'd see like something on Inside Edition.
Right. Here in interior New York, a group of 30-something men have banded together and said no to all the crime in their neighborhood.
Just the worst shit you can think of.
It was pretty bad.
But anyway.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, we're going to do cage matches next week.
Hey, you guys want to hear an interesting little fact?
Yep.
I accidentally hit the stop recording button around the 33-minute mark.
So we'll have to pull all the audio off YouTube.
Yeah, it's no big deal. We got it all on YouTube. But, you know, I did that.
This fucking guy.
I must have hit it with my elbow whenever I was relaxing. You're better off with Brian, I'm telling you. I can start it, but who says anything about finishing?
It's the first time I've ever heard anybody say here, but anyway. Okay.
Indeed.
Well,
how did we do?
I think we did good.
We did pretty good.
We
got
to wrap it up, though, yeah?
That's what we're doing right now. Who's the best tag team of all time?
Steiner Brothers.
I don't pick favorites. But if I had to guess... Shit, I don't know, man.
God,
there's too many different. Best is hard. Win best.
If I had to say one,
and you got to judge them against their enemies, like who they, you know, were, you know, they main programmed against. It's because you can't be great without a great enemy.
Briscoes, the Funks.
Funks were great.
Jack
man.
And Jerry.
They all were great.
Man.
You know, I liked watching tag teams. I'll just put it that way. I didn't turn the channel if it was a halfway decent tag team. I'm watching it.
Not if the Killer Bees were on.
Was not a huge fan, to be honest with you.
Killer Bees.
Fair enough.
I saw them once live. Knew. Once, 85. I was 4.
About the Beverly Brothers, did you ever see them live?
Never saw them live. They had cool ass purple capes, didn't they? Wasn't
yes,
that them?
Yes, they did, yeah. Sir.
White tights and purple capes.
Okay.
Who was their leader?
The genius.
The
Lanny
genius.
Poffo.
Oh, it was the genius. Wasn't he with Dean Douglas for a while too?
Dead period.
Dead period. Questions.
I mean Shane Douglas.
I don't know.
That would have been Dean at the time, but.
I just don't know.
Yeah, me either.
The new rockers, Leif Cassidy and Marty Jannetty.
Al Snow.
That's right.
Head. Everybody loves a little Head.
I like
yeah.
that. Al and Head were a good tag team there.
Jeez.
All right, guys. Good show. We will catch you all next week.
Who's the greatest tag team of all time?
I got to go with Steiners.
Okay. Steiners, baby. That's
I got the last about. Word. It's the Road Warriors.
Oh.
By the way, for those of you watching.
Probably true.
Quick plug. This is a national tag belt. Lighting's kind of bad. It's used in the early 80s.
Oh, that's actually doing it really good, though.
Yeah, there you
it
go.
It looks really good.
There you go.
That's a beautiful belt.
I'm a belt freak. We'll do a belt show one day.
We should.
We should, yeah.
All right, guys. We'll
we should have
y'all
a
next
real
week.
Wrestling match is what we should do.
Somebody
like,
come
we
in
should
the studio
just all get in and have like a Royal Rumble with all of us and have a wrestling match.
Anyway.
Eric gets the last word. For Big E, for T.O., for Eric, for Alex, I'm Corey the Wrestling Snob. That's the Three Horsemen Show. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.